So what?
How would you describe the last 5 weeks of your life, Bob?
Well, it's been challenging. I couldn't characterize it as anything but that, but it's also been invigorating, and I think we got to a good outcome on Friday.
Were you mad at any point, Bob? Just downright angry?
Yeah, I'd be less than honest if I didn't say there were some feelings of betrayal. But on the other hand, you just got to move on. And I tried not to have it be a personal matter. We had things that we needed to do for the 8 continuing members, and the board gave me the authorization to go out and do those things, and so. That kept me busy enough that I didn't have too much time to worry about being angry.
Do you still believe, and you said at the time, I'm going to go ahead and ask you and get it out of the way, do you still believe that there was some sabotage there from ESPN and others about the Big 12?
Well, I've had several conversations with ESPN about it, and we've agreed not to air it publicly, but, There's a lot of history.
I understand. Can't leave it at that. Of course, folks know that the universities of Texas and Oklahoma have decided to join the SEC. We don't know yet when that will happen. Let's get the positive out of the way first, Bob. Yes, Central Florida, I'm not sure that there's nothing that can replace those two big brands. But on the other hand, Central Florida, Cincinnati, Brigham Young, and Houston bring something special to the table. Just talk about, the process of inviting and getting those four teams involved with the Big 12.
Well, you talked to a couple of the coaches, and of course I know Dana Holgorsen well with having been at West Virginia, and we knew the people at BYU as well. All four schools were involved in the process that we had about 5 years ago, so we had a little bit of familiarity with one another. But BYU probably is one of the few universities that truly has a worldwide brand. They've been a habitual participant in the top 25 in football and basketball for many years. In the case of Cincinnati, they've spent a lot of weeks in the top 10 over the last couple of years. And, indeed, the four teams, the four schools, and along with the other continuing eight, they spent 68 weeks in the top 25 last year, and including 24 weeks in the top 10. So, these are pretty accomplished schools, and Central Florida was the only undefeated team in major college football in 17, and of course Houston has done great things, including a Final Four last year. And so, I think we got three great recruiting areas. I think we got three great fan bases. We got four great universities with great histories. And we're in three time zones, the Mountain, the Central, and the East. And so, there's just a lot that's right about it. And I think that competitively, we were able to attract and close the deal with the four best teams available.
Do you second guess yourself or the decisions that were made by the league 5 years ago not to have invited at least two of these teams way back then?
Well, there was a lot of politics at that time, and the politics were different this time around. Retrospect is always easy, but in the end, we've had a good 5 years competitively, and it's hard to believe that I've been involved with the Big 12 for 10 years. And when I came in the front door, I said to the presidents that were interviewing me, "This looks like rats leaving a sinking ship," and they spent the next 2 hours convincing me that the public perception and the private reality weren't the same things, and I found that to be true. And our universities, for the most part, worked together well and competed well, and it's been a good 10 years in that regard. But for whatever reason, OU and Texas decided that they were not intending to stay involved after 25. So we went out and did the best thing we could to fortify the 8 continuing members.
Did they tell you specifically why they left?
They did not.
Okay. So the public perception is, you talk about perception. You know, I think there's still a public perception that maybe the league is still teetering on the edge, and that if that maybe an Oklahoma State or one of these schools, if the first opportunity for one of these other leagues came along, they might jump. Do you feel like you have bridged that gap, Bob?
Yeah, I do feel like we bridged that gap. I think our eight continuing members, they certainly had options. They believe that that the best option was staying together and staying strong and adding members. And, you know, I think that our alignment is going to be strong going forward. I think it'll be highly competitive at the national level in a whole bunch of different sports. And I feel very bullish about the future.
What's the timetable? I mean, BYU could join as early as next year, right?
Well, if BYU is committed to coming on July 1st, 23. Despite being independent as a football program, they have some commitments to the West Coast Conference, and I think they want to make sure that they extricate themselves in a first class way. And in the case of the other three, they have said we'll be there before July 1st, 2024. But we're hopeful that that can happen a little earlier than that.
Do you believe the Horns and the Sooners will be in the Big 12 this time next year playing football?
Well, there's two documents that govern the conference. One is our bylaws, and that's the one that has the 2 years of revenue distribution to as an exit fee. And it's fairly clear that document is enforceable. And the other is our grant of rights, and the grant of rights is essentially all 10 of our members saying, we grant our rights to the Big 12 for a period of time, and the document states that it's irrevocable. So, you know, until June 30 of 2025, we own those rights as a conference. And so you know, that's not to say that contracts can't be broken or that negotiations couldn't be held, but they have stated publicly that they would still be with us on until June 30th, 2025, and the contracts also stipulate that. So, you know, I take them at their word, and I certainly have reviewed the contracts carefully.
But on the other hand, in any divorce situation, and this clearly is that, you know, you don't want to prolong it too long. I mean, it's kind of awkward to be in that situation. Wouldn't it be better in some ways to get this over sooner rather than later?
Well, that could be certainly argued. I don't know that that's the position of our members at the present time.
Bob, let's. Where's this all going to end? I mean, this ain't the end of it, is it? I mean, there's so much of this going on. What do you think the future is?
Well, I really haven't ever believed that the tectonic plates were shifting to the point that there were going to be a lot of changes of league. I think there could be some trickle down from what has gone on, but we'll have to wait and see on that. I think the alliance that the ACC and Big Ten and Pac-12 entered into is intended to keep them from poaching each other's members and bringing any more craziness to the environment. So, you know, there are some things in place that would lead one to believe that maybe this is just an episode and not a trend. But, you know, you never know. And there are a lot of things that are converging that are very major issues that in and of themselves individually would be big challenges for us. But when you combine four or five of them together, it makes for a very uncomfortable and unpredictable environment.
What about the 12-team playoff? You were on that committee. You think that's on hold?
Well, I don't know. We've had some calls recently, and I suspect that we'll have a robust discussion. We have a meeting coming up on the 22nd with all the commissioners, and then a board of managers meeting on the 28th, and we'll have a chance to do a thorough deep dive on all elements of the of the playoff. I continue to think that 12 is the right number, and structured properly and with appropriate timing could be a great thing for college football. I think it could be particularly a good thing for the regular season because there'll be a lot more teams that have visibility towards the playoffs. So we'll see how it plays itself out. It will be very difficult to implement in the near term. I think we're probably looking at years 11 and 12, which would be 24, 25, and 25, 26 before we could possibly go to 12. But, it could be the new contract as well before we get it implemented. But I think it's inevitable that the playoff is going to expand at some point in time.
Were you angry when the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the ACC did that little alliance that didn't include you? Did you want to be a part of it?
Well, we would have probably listened, but at the time we were losing two high-profile members, and it was unclear what the future was going to be for us. And so I can understand why they didn't want the uncertainty of having us involved in it. I expect that when the major decisions are made in college athletics that the Big 12 will continue to be at the table. And some of the scheduling things that the Alliance is talking about doing, maybe they'll be able to implement those, and maybe they won't. Well, time will tell.
Yeah, which brings me, I guess, to one of my very last questions. Again, you're a Power 5 conference, but I think there's also been a little bit of a perception out there that you're now a Power 4.5. What would you say to people who say, I'm not sure the Big 12 is part of the Power 5 anymore?
Well, you got to understand the Power 5 is a fabrication of media. There is no official designation of Power 5. The five conferences are designated as autonomy conferences, and that really is a governance designation within the NCAA. And so that's really only the only place where the votes matter. But the Power 5 is the way we're referred to from a competitive standpoint, but the CFP is structured in such a way that I don't have any concerns about our loss of status there, and relative to the NCAA structure, there isn't any reason to be concerned about it. So I have every expectation that we will continue with the same status we've enjoyed it to this point in time.